Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. It's you. It's Fat Guy Radio Show. And as happy as I sound, I do have some sad news. Corey died. So how about this, Philippius? Let's try and call him.
You want to try to call him?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's see what kind of magic I could pull up right here.
All right, let's get this thing going.
Let's go ahead and go through these records real quick.
What do you think? We need some good music to conjure him up.
Yeah.
Something that makes you hungry.
Let's try to play this track right here real quick.
Perfect. So let me get ready.
Hello.
We call upon Corey. Corey, please come for us. Come to the show. Come for Lady K. Come for all of us.
Come for the listeners, Corey. I know you're out there.
Come for Philippius. Please come faster for me.
In my power, Corey, in my hand.
Are you there? Are you there, Corey? Hello?
Whoa! Whoa, hello, boys!
Hey. Whoa,
wow.
Corey,
holy hell, we got him!
I'm up here in heaven!
So, what are you doing up there?
Oh, I am chilling like a mad villain. Hey, look, I can fly! Woo!
To all you agnostics, see, there is a heaven.
There is indeed a heaven. I passed away this past week, and now I'm here in heaven. I was laying out sunbathing next to St. Peter.
That's beautiful music.
Yeah, it is. And he came to me and he said, Corey, you're getting a seance call from planet Earth. And I just opened up my wings and flew over there. I am. How you doing down there, boys? Life is great up here.
We're good. We're still breathing.
If you can see, I can see. I kicked that breathing habit.
you want to know something? The show has been doing great.
Hi, Lip.
Hey.
I didn't even know you were on the line.
I sure am. I'm over here picking my nose.
Picking your nose. There is no reason for you to produce the show even when I'm here. Oh!
There is some changes. He has since became my Igor since he left.
He's your Igor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I put him on the street to sell tamales for me.
But I don't make no profit because I eat them all.
Oh, look at sorry. Well, boys, let me give you a little glimpse as far as what's going on up here in heaven. First off, I'm surprised I made it in.
You're coming from heaven, really?
Yes, I'm in heaven.
Oh,
right
I thought
now.
You were joking.
No,
oh.
I'm flying.
Oh, well,
I'm for sure you're going to hell.
I'm flying.
It's just hot in this room, then, huh?
You must be in hell.
Oh no! Yeah, well, we're still, you know, Earth. It's hell.
It's getting hot down there, so.
Oh yeah,
keep on all your clothes.
But you died. You passed away at the wrong time.
I did.
It's just going to start cooling down.
Yeah, I know. It's not like you have prepared setup questions for the whole bit, but hey, why not go to those? I'm in heaven. Hello, everybody down there.
So what new things have happened? Do you know, like, any magical powers?
Ah, yes.
Can you do voodoo, or what do we call it?
I can't do the voodoo that you do when you do the voodoo.
Or when I do the doo-doo. Yeah.
Or when Lip does the doo-doo. I can fly.
Not very well, though.
No, I haven't gotten this flying thing now.
Oh, looks like you draft more
than
anything.
They give you your... How does that work? Do they give you...
Well, you walk around with a band behind you, and I'm going to have them switch over. Hey, you guys, can you guys go to that other track? That pipe organ music is killing me. Can you go to something else? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, is Janis Joplin up there?
Oh, I haven't seen Janis Joplin. What? Yeah, that's a lot better, boys. That's a little bit more peppy, you know? Fat Guy Radio Show, it's a comedy show. Yeah! I'll fly away. Wow. I'll fly!
So what do you look like now?
Well, that is an interesting thing. Up here in heaven, I am the weight that I've always wanted to be.
Zero?
No, I weigh as much as Philippians.
Oh, 0.5.
Yeah. See, now when I was down, now that I'm dead, when I was down on earth, I always fawned after Philippians' build because he's built like an Adonis Greek god.
Yeah, but you know how I get this way?
How do you get that way?
I eat lots of cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers! Whee!
Do you have cheeseburgers up there?
There aren't cheeseburgers up here. Do you know what there is up here, though?
What is there?
There's electronic cigarettes.
Oh, there's e-cigs?
Oh, there's e-cigs up here. There's a vape store up here in heaven, boys.
Is it Halo 6?
It's Halo 6! Woo!
Yeah.
I fly over there, yes. And you know what? I wondered all the time to myself. I said, how are clouds made vaping? All the angels up here vape, and that's where the clouds come from. So when you have a clear sky day, it's because we probably ran out of e-liquid.
So do you walk around with clothes on up there? Are you naked?
I hope not.
Well, the funny thing is, your genitalia falls off.
What?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, man, I don't want to go to heaven.
I am the G.I. Joe nether regions down there. Well, I didn't have much to begin with, so that's not a big loss for me. Whoa!
So when does it fall off? Like right before you walk into the gate or after?
Right when you die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just gone.
Wow. Oh. Well, mine's going to be like, doom.
Yeah, yeah. Yours would be a little bit heavier of a sound. Mine was like, ding, 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 ding.
Like a pin dropping.
Yeah, but the thing is, once the weight was lifted off of you, you could fly.
Oh, so it was your bolas that were keeping you to the ground.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
His man boobies.
Yeah,
man,
it was my man boobies.
Do you still have your man boobs?
I don't have my man boobies. So you're no longer
luscious to touch.
Nope. I'm the same size as Philippians down on Earth, and it's really great. It's amazing, and the funny thing is that I looked down, and before it fell off, I did an Eddie Murphy in the Clumps movie and said, hey, I can see my dick, and then it fell off, and then I started flying. Oh!
So you don't have legs anymore, do you?
No, don't have legs. Legs are all gone. You don't need legs around here. You know, they say that up here in heaven, the streets are paved or made of gold. Well, the reason why is you can't walk on them.
Oh.
You'll scratch them up with your feet. So your feet fall off too. Yeah. Oh. Your feet are gone.
I would like to fly.
Your wiener's gone. Your balls are gone.
Yeah, I'm going to stay old forever. I don't want to lose my thing. He's my friend.
Yeah, he is your friend, and he's a friend of a lot of other people, according to some internet websites. Oh! I'm flying around here. All right, boys, I'm getting tired over here, and I got to get back over to the soup du jour that St. Peter's serving. You got any final questions for me?
Yeah, who have you spied on in the shower since on here on Earth?
Who have I spied on in the shower? Well, yeah. There's one easy question about that.
Is it me?
No, it's D-Tay.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
What? That whole part about lighting farts is you can't do that.
Okay.
No way.
Yes, Kenny, we can.
Okay, Kenny, I'll bet you $100 you can't light a fart on fire.
Yes, I can.
Killed Kenny!
You bastard!
Well, I guess you can light a fart on fire, huh?
Load that IV with 70 cc's of sodium pentothal.
We just called the parents.
Vacuum. Try to untangle his trachea and esophagus.
Dude!
No, oh, that doesn't go there!
Gross! Damn that!
Watch his hand.
I'll get it!
We have precious little time left, people. We're gonna lose him soon.
Doctor, his heart stopped!
Let's get it out of there. We need to zap this, quick. Who's making a potato?
My bad, sir. I missed lunch.
Damn it. I'm not going to lose this kid.
Close him up. We've done all we can. The rest is up to God. Kenny? Kenny, can you hear me? How are you feeling, son?
I'm so cold.
Great. Son, I have some bad news. We accidentally replaced your heart with a baked potato. You have about 3 seconds to live.
Dude,
killed Kenny.
You bastards!
Damn it! It never gets any easier!
From Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Michael Jackson to sing for you here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm not feeling any better, Lady K, but I'm faking it because you know what? It's all about you at the end of the day, Michael.
Hey, pretty baby with the high heels.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Heard in 79 countries with 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for October 1st, 2015. Here in Studio G, trying on the Borat Mankini for Halloween. It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Want to be heard on the show? Call our listener line. 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7, or you can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. We want to hear from ye. Today's show is brought to you by the Vapor Dynasty Expo, Phoenix biggest e-cig and vape expo, October 16th through the 18th at the Phoenix Convention Center. If you're a vapor, which a lot of our Phoenix listening audience members are, you'll want to be at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. This electrifying three-day event will include presentations by leading vape industry professionals, prizes and giveaways, contests, and more. October 16th through the 18th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Get your weekend passes now by clicking the Vapor Dynasty Expo banner on our website or simply going to VaporDynastyExpo.com. Bring your e-cigs with you because vaping is allowed. We will be there hanging out in the Halo Cigs booth on the 17th, broadcasting live at 11 a.m. Come by, let us meet you and see all the latest in e-cig technology. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 16th through the 18th. Get your tickets on our website or at VaporDynastyExpo.com. Lip, give me a little bit more of my headphones. I am still a little cloggy in the head, but hell, the gang's all here. There we go, Lip. That's beautiful right there. Anthony, oh my God, we've got all the Ebola just popping
up. Yeah, we're all diseased.
Oh, I'm going to die tomorrow.
We are. It's over. We're all going to be dead.
No, not me. I'll survive this one, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am truly happy to be here in Studio G. I have been on the edge of my death for the past week.
Yeah, it's going around real bad.
It's you know what? It's whatever this bug is, it's raping Phoenix. But mine is a little bit more further than just the bug.
Why?
I'm going to get into it in the thick of the show, but I'm happy to be here. I've missed all of you, and I still sound a little congested, and Anthony's got a little bit of a cough going on. Philippius is just fine because Philippius got all of his illnesses out earlier in the year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was sick as a dog for like the first, back in, I want to say May, June, July.
Back in 1999.
1999, he was partying like it's 1999. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was some crazy partying back then.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, but not only just because we get to be back and do a great show for you guys, and I apologize to all of my Twitter followers. I had so many messages from people saying, oh, my God, where are you? I haven't tweeted much. I have just really been taking it 100% just down.
You don't want to get to the point where you get rushed to the hospital.
I was on the verge of that.
Okay. Well, we would have went to you and done the show regardless.
Yeah. I was on the verge of that.
Inconvenient.
And one thing that I'm not going to do in this sickness is that I am not going to go off on Philippius about the fact that he never once reached out to me to check and see if I was still alive. I'm not going
to
do that.
You know, I'm going to add to that real quick.
Oh, you're going to add to that. Okay. What can you add to that lip? Please add to that lip. Enhance us with what your addition is. Philippius Funema Lapacious.
So I was sitting around Saturday evening.
Doing nothing.
Actually, Saturday morning.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Like that changes?
I actually was doing something.
Okay, what were you doing?
I was thinking, you know, I wonder how Corey's doing right now. Should I text him right now? I was like, nah, I'll let it slide.
That never happened. He just came up.
That's
with
just
it.
So hurtful.
that,
no, I guarantee.
Really. No, that was a lie. I can see it.
I guarantee you, that's what he did.
No, seriously, that's really what crossed my mind.
Why wouldn't you?
I was actually going to call you and ask if you want to go get lunch, but I figured
you Oh, God, he is so lying. Liar. Let's go to the pizza. You guys think he did that? No? Nobody believes that, Luke.
See, the thing that counts is that I was thinking about you, right?
Yeah, that counts.
Wait, it depends. Yeah. But during what time? Well, you know what? Were you doing when you were
You know
thinking
what, Anthony?
I was thinking about food and if he could buy me some lunch.
See, Anthony, you had to just push him that extra way to ruin it. I was ready to accept it, whether it was a lie or not. I was ready to accept if he was, or if he wasn't, the lie.
I'm not ready.
That was enough.
I'm not ready to accept you being lied to, though.
I'm ready to accept it. That's enough for me. That right there, what he just admitted, that he sat and actually thought about me when it wasn't Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time when the show was live. The fact that he thought, the fact that I entered his mind, that there is a heavenly occurrence, and I'm going to take it for what it is, Lip. I'm going to take it, and I'm going to thank you.
All right, let me add to that story a little
bit more. No, hell.
No, you know what it is? He sat there, and he thought about thinking about a lie, and now he's going to lie and lie and lie, and he's just going to be deeper.
So the reason I thought about you was because you were kind of in the route I was taking to go somewhere.
See, you're gonna ruin it now. You're going to ruin it, aren't you? You're just going to ruin it. You're going to walk up to the moment that I'm having, and you're going to separate your butt cheeks, and you're going to take a big steamy right on top of it right now.
Lip, let
me have the moment. We're almost friends again. I felt it. I felt it, Lip. Don't ruin it for me. Let me have this moment. I'm dying, man. I'm not long for this world. I died at the opening of the show. Did you hear me from heaven? I was there.
I thought that was your brother.
I was flying around. Probably was a little D. Well, screw all that. I'm here. We're here. We're all queer. Everybody's going fishing.
Yeah, I'm not.
Boys, you know me. Even though I was on my deathbed.
Yeah. You're still queer. Yeah, we understand.
Yeah,
okay.
I am. And I was still paying attention to the news. Now, I had a friend that was kind enough to come over and take care of me.
Aww. That wasn't Philippius.
It was not Philippius.
Of course not. I'm not his friend.
But I did have some. Okay, Lip, don't burn it. I'm holding on to what's left of what we've got.
So does this friend you have to pay to spend?
No. It's not a friend. It wasn't
a prostitute.
It was not a prostitute. And I did not leave a $50 bill on the end table. No, but I'm very.
You left 100, right?
I'm very, very thankful for them. But when I get into the second part of the show, you're going to feel like an a-hole. But I still paid attention to breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. And I... If nothing else, I'm always trying to stay in the know. It hurt me so much to not be on social media. And I got to give a shout out to Anthony and Lip for taking over, you know, some of the social media for the show. I appreciate that. You're welcome. I was kind of down. It was a little weird, but okay, we'll take it. But breaking news whenever it feels like breaking, Lip.
We now go live to the fat boy who's back from death. It's the fat boy who's a fat boy. Right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
Announces a flavor contest. Lay's potato chips announces a flavor contest.
Yeah. Yeah. I've totally heard about that.
Lay's do us a flavor contest is what it's called. And you know what? We would not be Fat Guy Radio Show
without
if we didn't participate in this contest. Right, Lip?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, boy. So I got to get over to the bed with the eating music because we're going to snack on these chips and we're going to rate them. I'm really excited. So Lay's decided to release four new flavors that they have never released before. Greek Town Gyro or Greek Town Hero. However you want to say it. I've heard it both ways.
As long as it tastes good, it don't matter.
Southern Biscuits and Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
New York Reuben. And West Coast Truffle Fries.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
These are the new Lay's chips. Now, I sent the formal intern to get out and find these chips and these flavors and bring them into us.
Okay.
He was unsuccessful.
Why?
In bringing all of them.
Oh, so we only got what?
So we got two of them and then a surprise flavor that I've never had before.
Ooh.
So Lip has them over there. So Lip, if you would be so kind to select one of the three layers of flavors of chip. These are the Lay's do us a flavor contest, Chips. Lip, what is the first flavor you're going to pick for us to try today?
The first flavor I have today is New York Reuben.
The New York Reuben.
I would love that.
All right, let's bust those suckers open and let's see what those are like. Yeah. And it's radio, so we want to hear the crunch of the chips. And since we all got a little bit of the heebie-jeebies, let's pour some out on a napkin there and let's try them. We all have paper towels and napkins, right?
If you're in New York and your name is Reuben and you're eating this, are you eating yourself?
Pretty much.
Here you
okay.
Go.
Anthony, go ahead and grab that there. I'm going to get myself a napkin over here and get it ready.
So glad you brought this. I have the munchies.
No cuticle chips. No.
What
cuticle
about pubicle hairs?
No pubicle hairs either, Liv.
I said cubicle hairs.
No, you said pubicle hairs.
Well, you know I can't speak.
I got a big...
Thanks for giving me like 3 chips in the bag, boys.
We figured you're on a diet.
Yeah.
I did lose some weight while I was really sick.
They smell really good once they hit my napkin.
They do smell good.
Yeah, it's like a full flavor that just hit me.
Well, I'm not waiting for you.
All right, Lip, you go ahead and take a try there, Lip. Bring that and put that in the background there if you wouldn't mind, Lip. All right, Lip, what are you thinking? We're trying the... Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest, and we have the New York Reuben flavored Lay's potato chips. Lip.
I gotta take another one. Hold on.
All right, take another one. Oh, I love that crunch on radio.
Me too.
Now you have to be familiar with the flavor of a Reuben sandwich.
See, that's the thing. I'm not familiar with the Reuben sandwich.
Okay, well, the Reuben sandwich is normally sliced roast beef, I believe.
I taste the roast beef.
Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut cheese.
It has a
crowd. And it's normally served on a
croissant.
On a marble rye bread. So, what do you think of it? What do you think of the chip?
It tastes different. I don't taste lots of flavors.
No.
I taste like the roast beef, I guess. A barbecue. I don't know. It tastes like a barbecue roast beef, though. I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of tasted the cheese, but that's about it.
Anthony, what's your take on it?
I think it tastes really good. It does taste like the sandwich. I taste the meat of the flavor of the meat. I taste some cheese. It has like a little crowdy flavor to it, and it definitely has like a bready taste to it. Probably due to the potato that helps with it, but it doesn't taste like I'm putting the sandwich in my mouth, but it does have like a flavor.
Right. Now, the Reuben sandwich, the ones that I've had, and I've had some pretty good Reuben sandwiches, and of course, I am the Food Network aficionado of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reuben sandwich has a savory and tart flavor, especially from the rye bread and the sauerkraut. And then the cheese kind of comes and kind of mellows that tartness out just a little bit. And then sometimes you can get a little bit of the pepper from the roast beef on the Reuben sandwich as well. These chips taste like they just like sprinkled a little bit of it. I'm not getting a lot of the tartness that you get out of a Reuben sandwich.
It's very mild.
Exactly. I'm not getting the cheesy. I'm not getting any cheese off of it. And I've tried several of these chips. I think the Reuben as a sandwich has a beautiful flavor.
It has a very strong, distinct flavor.
Very strong. And I would have loved that to completely squash that Lay's chip flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I still just get a lot of that Lay's chip, that standard Lay's oiliness chip flavor in this chip. So I don't know.
It doesn't stand out.
I wouldn't vote for this one. Lip, what else do we have over there? Let's move on to the next one, Lip.
All righty.
What's the next flavor that we have over there? Lip is playing Vanna Chip over there.
I bring to you a kettle cooked Greek town.
What? Gyro, hero. Before the show, Lip is like, hey, everybody, I want to say, everybody. Then when the microphone comes on, I want to bring to you this Greek gyro. All right, let's pop that bag open over there. It's a beautiful blue bag, ladies and gentlemen.
It sure is.
All right, let's pop a couple of those out.
They look really delicious.
These are the Greek Town Hero flavored Lay's chips. For those of you just joining us,
these are going to have more of a crunch because they're baked.
Oh, they're baked. All right.
And this, it shows on here. It looks like it'll be pita bread. It has tomatoes, some of that sauce that they put on it, lettuce. So I want all flavors. All
right, let's see what we get. All right,
tasting like the, what is that? Some kind of dressing. Is there some kind of dressing?
Well, on a hero, there's normally the what
tahini?
Is it called? Tahini.
Tahini sauce.
Yeah, tahini sauce. And that's pretty much just like sour cream and. Lip, what are you thinking over there?
I taste like, is there a pickle in that thing?
You taste pickle? I don't know. There ain't no pickles.
Pickle or cucumber or something like that?
Cucumber is in the tahini sauce.
And then I taste Lay's.
Okay. Anthony, what's your take on it?
I've had many authentic sandwiches like this, and all this does, it tastes good, but it just tastes like chips dipped in tahini.
Okay.
Yeah, and without the wetness, it's just dry.
I am, I'm getting the hero flavor come
hero?
Across. The meat.
Like,
the meat.
Like almost a lambish.
It's a lamb.
Gamey.
A true hero has lamb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little bit of the game in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely getting a little bit of the tahini sauce, which is excellent. I'm actually enjoying these chips.
Yeah, I don't really like taste the lamb.
The flavor is kind of like what I expected from the Reuben flavor. Mm-hmm. It's almost the hero flavor is taking over and overpowering that Lay's flavor.
Yes.
The Lay's chip general flavor. I'm getting a lot of it. It's got that bite. It's got a nice crunch
mm-hmm.
onto it as baked. Well. Is that the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. Kettle cooked. I'm getting that, but I'm definitely getting the hero meat flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that off of these, and I'm actually enjoying these. The tahini and the hero sauce, which is what really makes. I would like to have a little bit of that softness of the pita bread, the mm-hmm. pita flavor. I'm not getting a lot of that pita flavor coming across. But other than that, I think it's a pretty
and
good
personally
chip.
For me, I'm not much into lamb. I don't like the way it tastes. And the more that I eat the chips, the stronger the flavor does get with these chips.
It's definitely growing in flavor.
Yeah, now I'm getting that lamb flavor, which if we're going to rate it on taste, I'm going to put it at very low just for taste. But as far as the flavor of the chip, I would put it at around like 9.
I'm even getting a little bit of that crust that comes on the lamb when it's shaved off of the lamb tube.
Yeah, so
Have you ever gone to a hero, an Italian Greek hero restaurant? It's a big old huge tube of meat.
I think I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just trim it. They just trim it. Yeah.
But when you get some of the meat that's been spinning for a while, the heat lamps kind of add a little bit of a crust on it.
Yeah,
no.
And I'm getting
Which
a little
is
bit
pretty
of that.
Good.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of that.
Yeah, so as far as like the flavor, it's really way up there in points.
Okay, all right. Lip, what's the other flavor that we have? Our final now. Those two flavors that we tried were the two that were of the four new flavor chips, Greek Town Hero and New York Reuben. The two that the intern, the former intern could not find was Southern Biscuits and Gravy and the West Coast Truffle Fries.
That's it.
He could not find those, and he said he went to three different stores.
I wanted to try the
But these just came out, so I'm wondering if they just, they haven't hit our area yet.
Yeah, the Southern Country, I have seen it.
The Southern Biscuits and Gravy?
Yeah, that one. And I've been wanting to try that one. But the truffle fries, I did try that a few weeks ago.
How are those?
Amazing. I could not put down the bag.
Really?
Yes.
Now, when you go to the website where you vote for these, you can see which flavor is winning by state.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavor that's winning in Arizona, believe it or not, is the Southern Biscuits and Gravy.
I believe it's real country out here.
Is winning in Arizona. So, Lip, what's our last and final flavor? This is like a wild card flavor.
But I do have the next best thing.
Next best
cheddar thing. Bacon mac and cheese.
Oh, snap yes. cheese monkey. I have never had these before, but when they did this contest in 2014, this was one of the finalists. I have never had these before. So this was a nice wild card. The intern, the formal intern, even though we're not sure.
Ooh, they
them.
Look good too.
They do look pretty mm-hmm. scrumptious coming out there, Lip, pouring them out.
Whoa, I think I poured too much.
You'll eat it all. You always eat it all.
Yeah, you'll eat it while we're trying over here doing a show. Yeah. Trust me, I got a big, huge monologue.
Wow, look at this
up.
Big giant.
Holy monkey, Lip, I can't even see your face. That's a big chip.
Can you put it in your mouth?
No, it don't fit.
Oh, no. Oh. I could get it in my mouth. What? That's not appropriate, Corey. All right, Lip, camera's on you, buddy.
I'm doing it now. All
right. I like to hear the crunch, Anthony. Don't be afraid of the crunch.
That one tastes like a bacon lace chip.
Yeah.
I don't taste no mac and cheese in this mug.
Boo! I call boo. I don't like it.
This is a weak chip.
Lady K says she's got Southern biscuits and gravy up where she's at. You got real Southern biscuits and gravy,
she
Lady K.
She probably make the Southern biscuits.
You
and
can
gravy.
Probably make us a Southern biscuit gravy chip that would probably blow my drawers off.
Yeah.
And blow mine's off too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I want to throw these chips across the room, but I don't want to have to clean it, so it'll remain on my napkin.
All right, so Lip, what's your take on it?
Bacon. Bacon. Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And Lay's.
Really?
Yep. I don't taste no mac and cheese.
No.
Anthony, what's your take?
No mac and cheese. I do taste a little bacon, but it doesn't uphold. I don't taste the full flavor that's on the bag. I'd rather just make bacon and eat that.
Another thing, they're not even that crunchy.
No. They just look pretty. We don't want pretty. We want tasty.
I think I farted and it tasted better than this.
Well, boys, these are nowhere near. These are not cheddar mac and cheese fries.
No.
Mac and cheese. No. Right. There is bacon.
No, not even the cheap mac and cheese.
No, not even the Costco mac and cheese.
Not even my, never mind.
It's not even your Kroger mac and cheese.
No.
Or your Acme mac and cheese. There is nothing mac and cheese about these chips.
No. Mm. I think they forgot to put the mac and cheese in the chip.
Yeah, they forgot.
Yeah, this
or they ran out of flavor.
This doesn't even taste as good as the cheese that they gave me in in-house care.
No, I'm these serious. Are not.
No.
There's no... When I think cheddar mac and cheese, I'm thinking that savory. I'm thinking that oozy. I'm thinking that sharpness of the cheese. That saltiness of the bacon.
The Celebrity Theater probably tastes better than this chip.
You damn right about that. The floors of the Celebrity Theater taste better than this chip.
You don't
like
it on the bathroom floors?
But when I think of mac and cheese, savory, salty, that smoothness of the pasta. I don't know how you incorporate that in a chip, but they did not do it. They did not do that. So that was a wild card for us, but we did the Lay's do us a flavor. So out of the two that we had, the Greek Town Hero and the New York Reuben, which one would you vote as your number one right now, Lip?
I'd have to go with Gyro or whatever you want to call that guy.
The Gyro, the Hero.
The Hero.
Okay, the Greek Town Hero for Lip. Anthony, what would be your number one out of the two?
Truffle fries.
That's not the question, Anthony.
Oh.
Out of the two we tasted today, sir.
Yeah, out of the two we had today.
I would taste the first one.
Well, what was the first one?
Greek Town, New York Reuben?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that one.
Make up your damn mind,
please.
I'll do with the first one. I would go with that.
All right.
The Reuben sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, way to go. Show killer. Listen, I'm going to go with the Greek Town Hero. I thought that had the most flavor.
Yes.
It had the most. It had the most
crunch,
and it was the closest to the actual flavor of a Hero.
Yeah,
I give it hands down on that one. So hopefully, maybe next week we'll find the Southern biscuits and gravy, or the West Coast truffle fries, and we'll bring those in. But those flavors,
yeah. And it's definitely hard to get lamb. So eating these chips would give that flavor.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the wonderful world of healthcare. With your boy, Corey Blaze. I am not long for this world. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Just got my license back. I've got this feeling in my face. This train is coming off the track. I'll ask the light of the day.
Oh, Phoenix Vape community and friends, come hang with your favorite internet radio show at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17th, 2015. We'll be broadcasting live from the Halo Sigs booth on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. Come meet Philippius, DT, Anthony, and of course, I'll be there, Corey Blaze. We'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and see what you're vaping with. The Vapor Dynasty Expo is open to the public. Come out and learn about the new, exciting, and growing industry that is electronic cigarettes. Arizona's premier e-cig and vapor expo. Single day passes $10. Weekend passes $14. Reserve your spot now at VaporDynastyExpo.com or click the banner on our website. Hang with us, your boys from Fat Guy Radio Show and our buddies from Halo Cigs at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. Can't wait to meet you. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17th, 2015.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's a ride because the angel of my riding and hanging out with me.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We can't stress enough about how we need you to do all your online shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon button on our website. Amazon is the single number one way we power this show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. The holidays are just around the corner. Believe it or not, Jimmy Kimmel last week had people on his show that have already finished their Christmas shopping. So I beseech you to do all your holiday shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And please spread the word. Same great prices, same great prime benefits. We just get the credit for you shopping through our link. Amazon, proud partner of fatguyradioshow.com. All right, welcome back to the show, boys.
Hey, hey.
Well, that's nice. That's lovely.
That's just gross.
My bad. Well, that was good. Those Lay's chips were, that was interesting. I always love doing eating.
They gave me gas, so just warning you guys.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. Thank God it's only a 75-minute show. Well, boys, as you know, last week I was very under the weather, and now I have transitioned into the wild world of healthcare.
That's a very mysterious place.
Yeah, I'm going to hip you all. I'm going to help everyone listening.
God, you went. How old are you, really?
I know, 67. I'm going to help you all right now. Everyone listening to this, the best way to avoid the American healthcare system, according to the American healthcare system,
yes,
the number one way,
what?
Don't get sick.
Oh,
That's impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I thought they were going to say leave
this
the country.
System is not built to help anyone.
No, it is not. Well, no. It is meant to help the wealthy.
Almost. This is not designed to be of any assistance, especially here in Arizona.
No.
The Phoenix, Arizona area. Now, my doctor is an amazing doctor. I have an executive elite doctor that is phenomenal. It's what happens after I visit him. Now, I had the cold. It started. I was on the precipice of the cold last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was very congested. I couldn't breathe very well, and that was just the beginning of it.
It was already taking over.
It was taking over last Thursday. Well, when I got out of here Thursday and I got home, I tried to lay down, which I have not been able to lay down since we left, and I'm going to get into why. I left here and it was a hailstorm. Temperature, 102.7.
What?
That morning, about 2 a.m., Friday morning, about 2 a.m., that temperature, body aches, headaches. I was just completely miserable Friday morning around 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
After the show. I was out.
That's not good, especially if it's waking up out of sleep.
Down goes Frazier. So I go to my number one go-to when I'm not feeling well, when I have the flu or when I have a cold. NyQuil.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Boom,
yeah.
Bam, NyQuil. So I get up and I go get some NyQuil and I drink half the bottle of that bitch. That's fun. I took that NyQuil back like it owed me money.
Yeah.
Destroyed it. Woke up feeling a little better from the flu and cold symptoms.
Yes.
So the cold and flu symptoms were not my biggest problem.
Mm.
This is where my biggest problem came in. Sunday morning, I have been over the last 3 or 4 months, and I haven't said anything about it because it's not always boohoo me. But over the last several months, I have been having this pain in the morning in my left buttocks.
Mm.
I would get up in the morning, get out of my bed. I have a water bed. It's very well documented on the show. Hello, listener Gail. Rest in peace. I get out of my waterbed, I go to my sink and my vanity in my bedroom, and some mornings I would stand there and just a really quick, sharp, nervy-based pain would just shoot from my left buttock, deep in butt.
And you haven't went to get a look at it?
It was very quick. It would happen, and it would be over. This was a few months back. It would be very quick and very happen. It would be over. This weekend and all last week, the pain was progressively getting worse. Then the cold or the flu set in, and I think that intensified it.
Yeah.
Because this pain has now brought my world to a halt.
Well, if you're getting the body aches plus another pain on top of it.
The body aches are gone. The flu symptoms are relatively gone. This is a remaining pain to the point where I literally thought on Saturday morning, literally thought about calling 911 because I could not get out of bed because the pain. It wasn't a pain like you cut yourself.
Yeah.
It's not a pain like you break a finger. It's a pain like an electric pain.
Like a needle going.
Oh, okay. It's very like the nerves then.
Yeah, and it resonates
your sciatic nerve?
Up my back. Bingo, my sciatic nerve. It registers up my back and down my leg.
Oh.
Down my left leg. To the point where I couldn't even get out of bed. It took me almost 25 minutes to get out of my bed. I'll pull the curtain all the way back. I was in tears.
Yeah.
I was in tears. I didn't have the little guy. I was home alone. I was literally in tears because I was afraid this is where it all ends. This is where I die. I die in my bed alone, which is my greatest fear of dying alone. That's my greatest fear. Why am I always chasing Lip to be my friend? Because I don't want to die alone.
I'm going
to
put that on your stone.
Yeah, that's what you're going to put on. He died alone. Died by himself.
And I'm going to put see you at the top.
Yeah, heaven. So it took me 25 minutes to just pretty much bite my teeth. I literally buried my face in my pillow, took a big bite of my pillow, screamed, and hoisted myself over to the side of my bed to get my right leg out, and then pushed myself up with my right hand on the side of my bed because my waterbed has a wood rim around it. Pushed myself up out of the bed. Pain is just zzzz.
Oh.
That's literally what's going on from my butt.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And I finally got up. And then as soon as I go vertical and I'm standing up, the pain dissipates.
Oh, so you just had to get up.
I had to get up. So now I'm trying to walk, and every other step I take.
Because the pressure that was on it. From
the
down.
Pressure of the thing.
There's no pressure. I'm weightless on the waterbed.
The pressure is you on top of your butt.
Clearly.
So that means you gotta lose weight.
I was ready to call 911. I'm not gonna lie. I was ready to call 911 because
did you have
I
chest
was
pains?
That. No, I didn't. Well, I didn't call chest pain. No, I didn't have. I didn't have. What if I would have fallen and I can't get up and I didn't have one of those things?
I just figured something out.
What did you figure out?
You need to get Life Alert.
Oh crap! Yeah. I don't have one of those things.
You need to get one.
So Saturday was pure misery because I was in pain the entire day until I started moving.
Oh, yeah.
When I would walk, it would loosen up. So you've got the tightness of a muscle and the electricity of your nerves. Oh. That is the pain. And it goes zididada, zididada. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my God.
It is horrible. Saturday morning was murder.
Wow.
And that's when I decided to call for help. I had to call a
Who
friend.
Who did you call?
I called a friend of mine, and that person didn't want me to spotlight them on the show.
And this is where we come back to the original story of your friend then, right?
No. We're not getting that. Not that type of friend. But a very dear friend of mine. Okay. Please don't cry, Lady K. Don't cry. The people on the Twitter are just broken up. I'm going to be okay.
No, he looks alive to me, so
yeah,
no worries.
I'm in a little bit of pain, but I'm also medicated very well. So Saturday morning was pain. The pain in my butt quadrupled. So what I decided to do is I said, okay, it's clearly when I'm laying down.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lip, you've seen my bedroom, believe it or not. Yeah, ladies.
Yeah.
You've seen my bed. And I have a big chair. And in this big chair.
Well, you can't have a small chair, obviously.
Right. this big chair, when AJ was small, would be considered the truth chair, meaning that he could sit in that chair and express to me anything that he wanted to express to me, and he would not get in any trouble.
Oh, okay.
He could say how he felt, he could tell truths, and there would not be any ramifications because it would be coming out of his mouth. Me and AJ's number one rule is that if you tell me something up front, it's easier for me to deal with than if I have to go and investigate it and find your lie.
Yeah.
That's our number one rule in the house. So this was AJ's truth chair. It's a very big, huge, comfortable chair. It's got a huge bottom pillow, very thick pillow, like almost 12 inches thick pillow. Not anymore now. But it spreads out and it lays down, but it arches up. I took all the pillows off my bed.
Yeah.
Covered up because the arms are wood. Covered up a pillow on each arm, and then put a pillow behind my head, and then put a pillow on the rail of my bed, and put the chair right up next to my bed so that when I sat down in the chair, because the chair is low, sat down in the chair, I could put my legs up on the edge of my bed and then be able to sit at a sit-up angle.
It sounds comfortable enough.
Sounds comfortable enough, and it helped me, not with the pain, but allowed me to at least get up.
Oh.
That was my biggest fear. It wasn't the pain. It was a fear that my legs are going to completely stop working and I'm not going to be able to get out of my bed. So at least with me sitting on the chair, I have the support of the legs, of the arms of the chair to get up.
Yeah.
Totally worked, allowing me to get up. That way, when I woke up, here's the thing. Saturday night after I built that, now the pain in my butt is not waiting until I get up. It's now waking me up.
Oh.
So I'd be laying there in the sleep and I'm up.
Oh.
So now the pain is waking me up. Complete misery.
You just need to pop in a handful of pills before you go to sleep.
No, complete misery. Complete misery. Sunday was horrible because now I'm in pain and I haven't had any sleep.
Need to go to therapy.
We need to get you some Vicodin.
I believe over Sunday through Monday morning, I probably garnered maybe 2.5 hours of sleep. And those were in like 15 to 20 in increments because I move when I sleep. So when I'm sleeping in the chair, I'm sitting up in the chair, I'd move, boom, that sciatic nerve and the muscles will say, hey, if we could spell that would be the name of the show. We
can't. I think it's impossible.
Somebody figure out how to spell zitted. So I decided Monday, call out of the place that I'm not supposed to talk about on the show. They threatened to call me. And I have to get, or they threaten to fire me. I have to get to my doctor. Luckily, I have an executive doctor that I can get in at the drop of a hat. If need be, I can actually have him come to me, but that's a huge surcharge.
Yeah.
So I call my doctor first thing Monday. She says she can't get me in until Tuesday morning at 8:30.
Okay, so you're going to be in pain, struggling, and so on the verge of death.
I'm in pain. She says try to put a warming pad on it. Try to, you know, just sit up. So I have an office chair in my room as well. So I go from the kind of the relaxing chair. Lady K just spelled out, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Write this down, Lip. ZDT.
I don't even got a pen over here.
Way to go there, Lip. All right, well, I got it on the Twitter if we need it. Anyway, so Monday, I'm going from the chair, trying to get 5-10 minutes of sleep, to the office chair, trying to get 5-10 minutes of sleep, and I'm going back and forth. That's what I'm doing to try to catch some sleep. I'm tired, and now I'm angry.
Because the best thing is to take something for the pain, but, you know, there's a little...
I tried Tylenol for the pain. Didn't work. Advil for the pain. Didn't work.
Well, I'm going to offer something a little unorthodox.
Okay, what's the unorthodox?
Just get your hand, wet it a little bit, get it moist, rub the area, just get a handful of Coke and just rub it all over. I swear
I tried put in a little bit of water, or the friend that was with me came and tried to put a little water in the bathtub.
Did you put Coke on it?
No, tried to put a little water in the bathtub, hot as I can get it, with some Epsom salt.
Oh.
And I couldn't lower myself down into the bathroom because of the pain. I could not put that much weight on my lower back.
Should have got a cup and just like let the water just.
So what we tried to do is I'm ravaged in pain. I'm trying everything. So we take a towel and we put it in the hot water with the Epsom salt. And we lay that on my butt. And the warmth was okay. But then the pain, the nerve endings, it worked for the muscles, but it didn't work for the nerve ending. So now I'm getting zitted just from the nerves. And then I have to get up because I'm laying on my stomach.
Okay.
So now we try to put it in the chair, my office chair. So now I'm sitting on the wet towel.
Sweating a good chair.
That's not working either. The chair is just being destroyed. Mm. Matter of fact, I tried everything to rid myself of this pain. I had to bear through it. My friend stayed with me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, went with me down to my doctor's appointment. Went to the doctor's appointment. My doctor prescribes me a painkiller for the day and codeine painkillers for night.
Oh, and how has that been working?
It has not worked fully.
Okay.
I get woken up in the middle of the night, but not as much as I did before. But this is where the rub comes in when the world of the healthcare comes to play. I go to my doctor's office. Appointment was 8:30 Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Went to my doctor's office. Everything was peachy keen. Got in, got out, got helped in. I love my doctor. I love his medical staff there. It's a very small, intimate office. In and out. He wrote the prescriptions. I was probably in and out of his office in, I would say, under 40 minutes.
That's really quick.
I go in.
Yeah.
I check in. They know me by name. I check in. I probably wrote my copay. And before I could even put butt in chair, Corey, Lady K. I'm thinking Lady K here because I'm sitting here reading tweets. Mama T, who is the medical staff there, comes out, calls me up, takes me back, puts me on the elephant scale, weighs me in, and I'm off into the exam room.
That's quick.
But after I left my doctor's office is where all hell broke loose.
What?
And I will give you all those details on the other side of this break because, again, the healthcare system is not designed to help you. And here in Phoenix, we do it even worse. We screw it up even worse. So I apologize, folks, for another swim in Lake Mead, but I'll wrap it up as quick as I can on the other side of this break.
Take a shower before you get dirty again in it.
We'll be right back on the Backyard Radio Show.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
When I shout it out loud, it's my life, it's now or never. I just want to live forever. I just want to live till I'm alive. It's my life, it's not enough in my way. I just want to live in my way. I just want to live.
One thing that I have to say about this is when I did have my cold and my flu symptoms, if you're a smoker, you still want to smoke, even though it's hard to breathe.
It hurts.
And you go down and you'll go down to your yard or you light up a cigarette and you try to take a puff on it. Your brain doesn't realize that you're sick, so it's still craving the nicotine. Mm-hmm. So you go down and you smoke a cigarette. And it feels like your chest is going to explode. Am I wrong about that?
No, it's like,
it's horrible, but you can't force yourself to do it.
It's like aliens.
I'm going to tell you this, folks. During those days that I was feeling sick and down about, feeling down and about the flu symptoms, my Halo 6 e-cig did not give me that feeling. And I am blown away by this. I was able to vape.
What?
Get the nicotine hit. I did not feel like my chest was going to explode. I just felt like I was vaping. It was phenomenal. I am not kidding. This isn't even a script. Anthony, tell him. This is not even a script.
No,
a script.
I'm just staring at you like you're going off.
I'm going off on this because it blew me away. I was able to use my G6, use my Triton tank system that I have here in my hand during the time that I was feeling sick. Where normally you would go force yourself to smoke a cigarette because you're still having those nicotine cravings.
Yeah.
Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes, e-cig, e-liquid is so smooth, so calming, with no carcinogens, no tar, no anything in it, still was satisfying even in the midst of my sickness. You can't and you will not get that with tobacco. You just won't do it.
So you're saying you didn't feel the fire when you smoked it?
I did not feel the fire. My chest did not feel like it was going to explode. I did not feel like I was going to have a tremendous heart attack and an asthma attack when I was hitting and vaping on my Halo 6 while I was not feeling good. It didn't mess up my voice. It didn't throw it. Nothing. It satisfied the nicotine craving, which is what a good electronic cigarette will do.
Oh, yes.
I was blown. Hats off, Halo 6. I'm sorry I'm not reading your script about the top quality e-lick sequence and you can smoke nicotine craving, blah, blah, blah. This is my own way of doing this, folks. If you are vaping or if you are smoking, if you don't try Halo Cigs, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be bold about this, and they can get mad at me when I see them on the 17th. You're an idiot. Stop being a tobacco bitch. Get over to Halo 6. I'm telling you, folks, I did not think that I would be able to switch from traditional tobacco products to Halo 6. And I talked this commercial all the way through that bed. I thought I would never be able to switch over to electronic cigarettes until a friend introduced me to Halo 6. And I love them so much, I had the people of B2B Radio Network go out and get them as a sponsor on the show. And we're going to be hanging out with them on October 17th down at the Phoenix Convention Center. And I will be there to tell you 100% on why this is the greatest e-cig. I know there's going to be a whole lot of other vaping vendors out there. I'm sure that your stuff is great, but if it ain't a Halo Cigs, it ain't going on these lips. Yeah. Boom, bam. Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. I'm going to hit it because I can. Halo Cigs, I am vaping, baby. So I went to my doctor's office. That's where all of it stopped. This got so entrancing. That's a made-up word. I did not say that word right. This Dr. Day, which is what I classify this. This might be the title of the show. It's Dr. Day. Dr. Day was so full of crap. 8:30, doctor's appointment. Love my doctor, so proficient. Mm-hmm. Boom. Two, I have the place that I work for, the company, the corporation that I work for is one of the largest employers in the state of Arizona.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I have the health insurance of a Tahitian prince. I can chop off my arm and get another one put on for free.
Oh, wow.
My paychecks, there are hundreds of dollars that are snatched blindly from me before I even get my paychecks that cover the insurance of a Tahitian prince.
So take advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought.
Oh.
Two of the largest medical imaging companies for x-rays, because my doctor wanted to send me to get x-rays of my ass. Two of the largest medical imaging companies do not accept my insurance.
Why not?
And for as long as I've been working for this corporation, I have never, ever been denied services or asked to pay out of pocket for services because my insurance is not accepted. Not one, but two.
Wow.
Okay? And I'm wondering, so I'm thinking to myself, I said, you pay hundreds of dollars a month for this insurance. You should be able to walk into any place that has a medical sign on the outside of it and get service.
You should be able to slap them with your card.
They gave it back to me. They said, I'm sorry, Mr. Blaze, you're either going to have to pay for it out of pocket or you're going to have to go someplace where your insurance covers.
What?
I wasn't about to drop out of pocket for x-rays. Uh-uh. So I left one place, went to another place, same story. And I'm glad that place told me the place might rhyme with I'm an Ed Medical Imaging. I'm glad because when I walked in there was a whole lot of Philippius's little cousins in there and I did not want to sit around for 5 hours waiting for them to take a picture of the insides of my booty.
Wow.
So I call up my insurance company.
Yeah.
Hey, this is where fun level two comes in.
Oh, God.
Call up my insurance company. I says, hey, lady, I need to get a place that can take a picture of my arse. The bone on the inside, I'm in pain. Give me a clearest place. She's like, what zip code are you? And I'm in 85006. She says, okay, I found one in Scottsdale. I said, bitch, that's not 85006. That's the nearest one we have. That's the closest one to where I am right now. She's like, yes. I said, okay, give me the address. She gives me the address, and she says it's 37-something-something Highland. 2222 East Highland.
Far.
Right. I was on 3rd Street and Thomas, which is near downtown Phoenix.
Ah.
So she gave me 2222 East Highland. Bitch, that's not Scottsdale. That's East Phoenix, the Biltmore area for people like me. I'm crying, Blaze. I'm going to go get my ass picture taken at the Biltmore. So I say, okay, that's probably about a 20-minute drive from where I was. No problem.
Yeah.
I said, okay, can you give me the phone number so that I can call to see what the wait is like? Because if there's going to be a long wait, maybe they can tell me another location that's up closer to my home in Peoria, because I'm in downtown Phoenix. I'm pretty much in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Any direction that I go between there and my home, I could probably find four or five of these places.
Ah.
You know? So I call, I say to the insurance lady, I said, give me the phone number to the place so that I can call ahead and get the, so I can see what their wait time is going to be. She says, okay, just a minute. Ma'am, I just need the phone number. Oh, I'm searching.
Nothing.
I'm like, isn't it right there on the form? She's like, oh, you know what? I'll Google search it. I'm like, okay, fine. Go ahead and Google search it. So she Google searches it. Ma'am, did you find anything? They don't have phone numbers listed. I'm like, it's impossible. How do you have a contract to provide services with a company that you don't have a phone number for?
Yeah.
Goof.
She's like, let me Google it again. So now I put her on speaker on my magic vagina phone, and I Google the place, and phone number pops right up. So I tell her, I found it. She's like, what? How did you find it? Are you behind the computer? No, I Googled it. Thank you for nothing. Die a thousand deaths. Bye-bye. And I hung up, and I called the place. And they said, nope, Corey, we can get you right in. Come right now. Get right into this place. So I get in the B-52 mobile, and I swoop up to, I'm going to the Biltmore. 2222 Biltmore Medical Center is where I'm going. Got into the Biltmore Medical Center, and I am going to tell you this right now. Every fat daughter of every old woman was pushing their old-ass mama into this medical building.
Oh.
They were driving huge SUVs. They were clogging the parking lot. Every one of them thought that they were entitled. And then all of them, all of these fat daughters taking their old-ass mothers to the doctors, they all had the same look on their face of, I cannot wait until this old bitch dies so that I can stop wasting my time, come into the doctor's appointments, and I can go out and find myself some side wiener because my husband is banging his not-so-fat assistant, and my life is over, and this woman in this wheelchair, I have to put her ass in this SUV, drag her ass out of this SUV, and take her into the Biltmore Medical Center so I can ruin Corey's life.
Oh, God. I hope they all die, too.
These people were horrible. They were horrible. The average age is 800 years old. 800 years old!
Wow.
It was a smorgasbord of issues. So I get there. I know we're up on a break. I get there. I go in. They take a picture of my ass. I'm going to tell you this right now. It was very liberating wearing that robe.
Oh, yeah.
Very liberating.
It fit you?
Mantees were... Yeah, they had one that was sized truck lip.
Oh, wow.
Mantees were free. Butt cheeks were free. The x-ray technician, she was a cutie pie.
Oh, she was?
Until I had to lay down on that cold slab to take the x-rays, and then the pain hit, and I turned into a slobbering man-child in front of this cute woman. It was a horrible! The system is not built to help us, folks.
It's built to keep us sick.
It's built to keep old, fat housewives busy by taking their dead grandmothers and mothers to the doctor's office and clogging up the Biltmore Medical Center. It was horrible. I'll go into more details about it because I want to get into this this Judge Judy case.
Oh.
I'll give more details on After the Levels. So check After the Levels later this week, folks. All right, let's take a quick break right here. We'll be right back with Judge Judy and the fastest case in history right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice
voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Now back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
Most podcast listeners love books on tape, so let me remind you about audibletrial.com/FGRS. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from in their library. You can even use your Amazon Prime account to download books. It's very, very easy to get started. Simply go to audibletrial.com/FGRS and get a free 30-day trial with a free audiobook. Everything from sci-fi, mystery, educational, and comedy. Why read a book the prehistoric way? Get it on tape. Download it directly to your mobile devices. Have your book on the go. Listen while you're waiting at the doctor's office, during downtime at school, on your break at work. Something for everyone at audibletrial.com/FGRS. Well, all right, boys, we're up on a hard break here. I'll finish the story about the doctor's office because there was a whole lot more in them. We just ran out of time. Do you watch Judge Judy, Anthony?
You know what? I have seen her show many, many times.
Lip, yes. What about you?
I have seen some episodes.
Really? I only catch Judge Judy, believe it or not, when I'm at my doctor's office.
Really?
That's the only time I catch Judge Judy because I'm normally not home when something like that happens. I'm just not around. So there was this this viral video that came out. That resurfaced, mute this channel, if you will, Lip. And it was classified as the quickest case ever.
Yes,
in Judge Judy history.
And I've never seen this clip before either.
And we'll have this up on our Facebook page if it's not already up there. And it was... I saw this because it came across. It was on. I think it was on Yahoo or something like that, and it popped
Yahoo.
Up. Yeah, Yahoo.com, which is where I frequent Yahoo. A lot for news. And it literally is a 20-second case.
Yeah, it is.
So let me set it up real quick. So what we have is basically this was a special for high school offenders.
Oh, the high school edition?
It's a high school edition. So there is a high school student. A high school girl is suing these two boys mm-hmm. for allegedly stealing her wallet.
Oh, wow.
So the clip starts off with Judge Judy asking her what was in the wallet, and she's just going down the list of things. Now, of course, the boys have denied that they stole the wallet.
Of course they would.
They denied that they stole the wallet. So where this video picks up, and this is from what I understand back in 2010. So this is an old video, but just started trending again this past week. And I paid attention to this too.
Something you like to do, come back to life.
Come back to life. Exactly like me. Corey Blaze comes back to life. So three high school students in the Judge Judy, the TV show. Mm-hmm. She looks like a little Mexican girl, I would say. And two African-American boys that probably don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, the clip up right now.
But that's where they are. So the clip will be up on our Facebook page. But this is the audio from what happened.
Like what? Give me what was stolen.
My wallet.
Your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $500, that's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
Yummy.
So the girl is naming what was in there, and they've denied to having the wallet. But the dude says there was no earpiece in there, meaning he had wallet. Yeah. Idiot! 20 seconds. Judge Judy didn't ask any more questions. Case closed. Next.
$500.
What?
Wow. How dumb.
Judge Judy called them dumb and dumber. Dude stood there. Really? I could just imagine what was going through his head. When she names this next item, I'm just going to come out of my face and just call her a bold-faced liar. He was thinking of this. He's 18, thinking of this in his brain. Thinking of it. Judge, there wasn't no earpiece in her wallet that I stole. That's the only thing he could have said differently. There was no earpiece in the wallet that I stole.
Yeah, I think he might still be struggling in high school.
I'm safe to say maybe a fifth-year senior.
Yeah.
Because he's a little duh-duh-duh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That I saw that clip come around, and I unhinged my jaw. It's trending right now on Facebook and on Twitter. The 22nd case. And it started back in 2010. I saw that. It was 100% hilarious.
Yeah, and it got me laughing. I'm trying not to laugh because it hurts my throat, but had me cracking.
Now, Anthony's playing hurt, and that's what we
I'm
do.
I'm not playing hurt.
I'll say this. In the world of entertainment, We have to play hurt. Now, if you've got a fever, that's the only thing that I say keeps you out of the studio.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I didn't have a fever last week. Anthony doesn't have a fever today. That kind of proves the fact that you're not 100% contagious. But, Anthony, I want you to beat cheeks out of here like there is a too big dildo coming for your butt when the show is over. However, we play hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And we don't come in here and do it just to say, woe is me.
No.
We come in because we really have an affinity for this show.
Oh, yeah.
I hate not being here. I've said it on the show thousands of times. I hate not being here.
Yeah.
So I'd rather come in here, and I'm still in pain, even though I'm on medication now. My doctor gave me some medication, and even though it makes me want to throw up. And Lip even came in when he chopped his finger off when he got into a fight with a potato slicer.
Uh-huh.
Or
jalapeno
I'm sorry.
Slicer. Oh, yeah.
Guacamole slicer.
A jalapeno slicer?
He came in and played
her.
Oh,
my God. And
I was a friend to him during that time, making sure he was okay, yeah. You know, paying his bills, paying his telephone bills, paying his internet bills.
Put his finger.
Baby,
my finger.
Baby,
no, he put
chill?
He put your finger in his mouth
think
to stop
you
the bleeding.
Do. So you and me are through. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobiles? Can you maybe want to chill? I don't think you do. So you and me are through. But Lip has played hard. Good job going with that, Anthony. Lip has played hurt.
Uh-huh.
D-Tay has played hurt.
Uh-huh.
Remember we had the D-Tay foot? I came in.
Yep.
I don't die very often, but I died several times this past week.
Yeah.
And now Anthony is coming in and playing hurt. That's dedication to the network and to the fans of this show.
But I'm not playing hurt. I really am hurt.
I know you are. Meaning that you are. I'll explain it to you afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Philippus, I'm going to need some magic markers and crayons.
Okay. I like the shite. I like your yellow on white paper.
I know you do, Anthony. We come in because we are dedicated to this craft. And we come in. If you don't have a fever, if you have a fever, don't.
Yeah.
If you don't have a fever, you limp, you sit up, you sweat through it, you pain through it, and you mold through it. Because in the entertainment industry, one very important person told me this. They said, for the minute that you're gone, it's the minute after you're forgotten.
Yes.
And Anthony, you come from the entertainment industry, and you know that that is true.
I already forgot I was here. I mean,
yeah.
That's how strong it is.
It's so strong, Anthony forgot he was here.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Hey.
Oh, wait. Oh,
you messed up. I
did not mess up. You should have gotten it in earlier.
Happy birthday, Marlena. You turn yet another two digits, so you're closer to the three digits.
Let's give her the birthday. Here we go. It's your birthday. Get it, Lip.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Marlena, even though your boy Anthony coughed all through. You are just disgusting.
Your birthday hurt
all
me.
All up in your eye.
You got some in my eye.
It's okay.
It's
you
not.
Only get affected.
Anthony.
Huh.
I'm going to need you to do me a favor.
Oh, God. Is it going to hurt my knees?
No, it's. That was good enough to go out on. Anthony, get the hell out of here. All right, folks. That's all we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by the Vapor Dynasty Expo. We want to see you out there October 16th through the 18th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Tickets at VaporDynastyExpo.com or by clicking the banner ad on our website, Vapor Dynasty Expo. Hey, boys, folks, all you vapors and all you non-vapors out there, Vapor Dynasty Expo, put us over. Make us look good. Get these damn tickets. They're tracking everything we do. Make us good. Even if you ain't going to go, buy the damn tickets. They're like $12.
$12.
For the whole weekend. Buy your tickets. VaporDynastyExpo.com. Our website design is provided by the mysterious guys at the Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or get played on the air by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. You're welcome to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you want to hear the rest of my harrowing story of the American healthcare system, join me over at After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. That's my daily blog. Fun stories, news, wacky celebrity breaking news, and more. AfterTheLevels.com. Check it out. Love you too, Lady K. We rely on your word of mouth for everything, folks. Please tell everyone about the show you encountered, about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our goal, we have a few months left for 2015, is 5,000 downloads per show. We can do it.
We can do it.
For our executive producer, Philippius, I didn't change the script. Anthony Frosto, executive producer, Philippius. And DT in absentia. I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Join us next week. See you on October 17th. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. My throat hurts.
Before you go, there's one thing you must know. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I now pronounce you fully informed. Good night.